USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A Russian invasion of Ukraine could have economic consequences in the United States in the form of even higher energy prices. Speaking at the White House, President Biden says Americans understand there's always consequences when it comes to defending democracy.
If Russia decides to invade, that would also have consequences here at home. But the American people understand that defending democracy and liberty is never without cost. This is a cause that unites Republicans and Democrats.
The White House's chief medical advisor, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says he understands why states are starting to loosen mask mandates. Fauci saying the CDC still recommends wearing masks, but COVID case numbers are continuing to trend downward. The federal mask mandates for places under federal jurisdiction, such as planes, are set to expire next month. USA Radio News.
Billy Girard, I'm here with George D., a longtime user of Revive One. George, tell me, how has Revive One changed your life?
I've had some plantar fasciitis on the bottoms of my feet that have been really hurting. There wasn't anything that could relieve them quickly except for the Revive. Yeah, I've tried all kinds of other products that have been available. Well, I just want to say, you know, with the Revive product, I can see almost an instantaneous improvement. It's a great product.
Not available in stores or on Amazon. Get yours factory direct at painfreeland.com. That's painfreeland.com. Use coupon code SAVE20 for 20% off and free shipping. Pain relief or your money back at painfreeland.com or call 877-577-2289. Not available in stores or on Amazon. Painfreeland.com. Coupon code SAVE20. The active ingredient in Revive One has been shown to temporarily relieve pain associated with arthritis, muscle strains, sprains, and more. Use only as directed.
The widow and son of Helena Hutchins, who was shot and killed on the set of Rust back in October, are filing a wrongful death lawsuit against actor Alec Baldwin and other personnel in charge. Brian Panish is an attorney representing the Hutchins, and he describes how Matt Hutchins is feeling about the lawsuit.
I think Matt is grieving. He understands that a lawsuit is necessary to get answers. He wants answers. He wants closure.
Baldwin claims he's not responsible for Hutchins' death. Republicans on the House Oversight Committee are demanding access to all documents on the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. Top Republicans on the panel have written a letter to Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, among others in the administration. The letter likens a chaotic Afghan exit to the fall of Saigon at the end of the long Vietnam War. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Inflation is continuing to rise. From the USA Radio News Washington, D.C. Bureau, John Hunt has a story.
Wholesale inflation in the United States exploded again last month, rising 9.7% from a year earlier, in a sign that price pressures remain high at all levels of the economy. The Labor Department said that its producer price index, which measures inflation before it reaches consumers, jumped just over 1% from December. The year-over-year increase was down from the record 9.8 recorded in both November and December, but was well above what the Biden administration's economists were expecting. Last week, the government reported that inflation at the consumer level has already soared in the past year at its highest rate in more than four decades.
The families of the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting victims have settled their lawsuit with gun manufacturer Remington Arms, totaling over $73 million. The lawsuit claimed Remington deceptively marketed the rifle that was used in the shooting, violating Connecticut law. Josh Kozoff is the attorney representing the families, and he reiterates the rifle is unlike any guns in the United States.
It's not a firearm. It's not a modern sporting rifle. It's not a family Swiss Army knife. It's a combat weapon.
Remington argued there was no evidence connecting its marketing to the crime. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.